Welcome, sweet viewers, to today's episode of Healthy Living, where we will speak with Gina Shaw of Devon, England, a doctor of complementary medicine, author, health and nutrition consultant, and iridologist, or one who examines the iris to determine health status. Dr. Shaw has helped many overcome health conditions, including ulcerative colitis, gastric ulcers, hypertension, high cholesterol, multiple sclerosis, and depression through a raw vegan diet, in which only animal-free foods that are uncooked or cooked at temperatures below 46 degrees Celsius are consumed. Dr. Shaw has also published many books on the links between nutrition and health, including The Undigestible Truth About Meat, The Healthy Vegan Child, and her latest work, The Anti-Aging Diet. Supreme Master Television recently interviewed Dr. Shaw in the UK about foods that can ensure optimal health. She first explains why she chose the raw vegan lifestyle.
One of the reasons that I moved on to a raw food diet was because I was concerned about aging. When I got to about 30, I was really looking my age, maybe older, and I didn't want to look that way, you know. And I read all about the benefits of being on a raw food diet, so that's what kind of moved me towards that path. And I read about people taking vegetable juices and their hair turning from grey back to their normal colour, and the way that, you know, you can look so much more youthful on a good diet. And I saw the benefits myself. Within 2 or 3 weeks, I had bags of energy and I started to look years younger. It's just amazing.
Dr. Shaw next discusses some common misconceptions about eating turkey and chicken.
Turkey and chicken are possibly the least healthy of all the different meats, actually. Chickens are really the sickest animals in factory farming. They're riddled with many different diseases, including Marek's disease, which is a kind of a bird cancer, if you like. Since the 1970s, the actual fat content of chicken has increased by 30%. And, you know, these statistics that say that chicken is actually a low-fat, healthy option are just so wrong. What happens if you eat fatty foods, you get heart disease and cancer and diabetes.
It's very simple.
Even if you cut the fatty part out, the lean part is where the cholesterol concentrates. So it's a no-win situation.
Dr. Shaw also dispels the myth that eating fish is a healthy choice.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions there, definitely. I've been telling people for years that fish is actually a very unhealthy option. There's a very high fat content in a lot of fish. Obviously, you've got the cholesterol in fish. Obviously, you know, the more saturated fat, the more cholesterol you consume, the more you're likely to suffer with heart disease and them kind of related conditions. So there's a multitude of factors about why people need to avoid eating fish. Fish has in recent years been linked to diabetes, in fact.
There is a great risk of introducing toxic substances into the body when eating fish.
Obviously, there's the mercury factor, there's the dioxin factor, there's all the pesticides that are used in fish factory farming. They use different chemicals like AquaGuard and canthaxanthin, and all these different chemicals are, of course, poisonous, and they do concentrate in the tissues of the fish. This is what people are consuming. I mean, with the mercury factor, pregnant women have been advised in recent years that they need to minimise the amount of fish that they eat to minimise the amount of mercury that they're getting into their bodies. Really, this should be an all-round warning, not just for pregnant mothers and for young children, but really for everybody.
Recent studies have suggested that omega-3 fatty acids can be beneficial to adults in maintaining a healthy heart, and to fetuses and young children in facilitating brain development. Fish have omega-3s. However, Dr. Shaw says there are superior sources from the plant kingdom that do not possess the dangers associated with eating fish.
Everybody's concerned with the omega-3 issue at the moment, but you can get a much more stable and quality omega-3 from walnuts, from sunflower seeds and from flax seeds, and you're not subject to cancer-causing agents that you get from fish.
will pause now for some messages, and when we return, Dr. Gina Shaw will discuss why it is best for our bodies to avoid dairy products. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. We are speaking with British health and nutrition consultant, iridologist and author Gene Shaw, who holds a Doctor of Science degree in complementary medicine and has healed many clients by having them follow a raw vegan diet. Dr. Shaw now addresses the myths surrounding the role of dairy products in the human diet.
Dairy products are a major contributing factor to osteoporosis, to breast cancer. There's been many studies recently about the links between dairy consumption and breast cancer, to colitis, to various different types of respiratory problems, eczema. There's so many different conditions now. Obviously, a lot of people are aware that many people are very allergic to dairy products. So that people are becoming more and more aware of the harm that dairy products do, but there are so many different diseases that dairy products can make worse or can actually cause.
Drinking milk is not healthful for many reasons.
Obviously, all the growth-promoting antibiotics that the animals are fed, together with the different diseases that a lot of these animals have, plus the fact that milk is just not a natural food for humans. It's only a natural food for calves. Any milk for any animal should only be according to the species. So calf should only take a cow's milk, we should only take our mother's milk, and only even then for, just a few years, because after about 3 years our body stops producing the enzymes that break down the sugars and the protein in the milk anyway. So it's not even a suitable food for people that can so-called tolerate milk anyway.
Many new to plant-based diet may wonder about its optimum protein sources.
The best source of protein is actually from raw, unsalted nuts and seeds. It's very, very superior. You get all the essential amino acids from raw nuts and seeds, so that's the far most superior method of getting that in.
Dr. Shaw says the number one source for all the vitamins our body needs is fruit, and similarly, vegetables are the number one source for all the required minerals.
There's plenty of iron in green leafy vegetables. Notoriously, spinach from, the Popeye fame. It's important to vary your diet as much as possible, not just stick to one or two staple items. But, certainly, for vitamin C, for instance, strawberries are rich in vitamin C, pomegranates, mangoes, oranges, any of the citrus fruits. So there's plenty of fruits that are quite rich in vitamin C.
Here is Dr. Shaw's suggestions as to taking one's first step towards switching to a plant-based diet.
Just stock your cupboard, go on a big shop and stock your cupboard full of loads of fruits and vegetables and natural nuts and seeds and salad items. Just make sure that everything you've got in the house that you're going to turn to any time is going to be healthy stuff.
Dr. Shaw describes the changes she would like to see in the future regarding what people around the world choose to eat.
I'd really like to see a very quick transition to a vegan and high raw food based diet, because I see the way that people's health is going downhill so fast. We've got the youngsters dying before their parents now. In America, young kids are actually dying of leukemia and diabetes, all these chronic, normal adult onset diseases, is now afflicting these youngsters, and they're actually obviously hugely obese, and which is obviously contributing to diseases in itself. These things are very, very worrying, and I think that, the quicker we can globally get onto a much more natural plant-based diet, the better, not just really for people's health, but for the health of the planet, for the health of the animals, for the health of everything in creation.
We asked Dr. Shaw if she has a message for our viewers.
The message, I think, is loud and clear, really, that the longer that people, you know, continue on a meat-based diet, the worse that they are making their health, and the more prone they're going to be to different illnesses, and the quicker that they can transition onto a vegetarian, preferably a vegan, and even raw food-based diet, the better for everybody, for the planet, for the animals.
We sincerely thank Dr. Gina Shaw for taking the time to share her vast knowledge on nutrition and for calling on humanity to switch to an organic vegan or raw vegan diet. Thank you, loving viewers, for your company today on Healthy Living. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May we all have peace in our hearts.
For more details, please see www.SupremeMasterTV.com/HL.